AC knows that when driving, the world around you is more important than your phone. Look up.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch up on Hits 92.9. In this catch up,
would you eat your own placenta?
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Xavier Alice and Ryan John.
A star is born, and let me be very, very clear here on Hit 92.9. I have not seen that movie, and Heidi came in raving about it, saw it on the weekend.
Yeah.
Very happy for you. I tried to see it on the weekend, couldn't get into the cinema, so Bridget and I might go this weekend.
Yeah.
But my goddamn, you've nearly spoiled it so many times in the office, and now you're going to spoil it for the all of Perth.
Well, I accidentally said, Zaves, that something bad happens. And, you know, but in movies, it usually happens.
I mean,
yes,
something does happen.
Story.
I understand.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's the music, like the music, just hearing that song, like you hear that right at the start of the movie, and then it's a love story, and he's an alcoholic.
Well, I'm not gonna,
Whoa.
Yeah, no, so that's a bit too far.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you can read about that.
But I'm not reading about it.
You don't read it.
Yet.
If you read it, what's the point of go see it?
Okay, so I've got to debrief this with people that get it and understand it without giving away spoilers.
I'm not going to see it, so you can open up to me.
So do you want me to tell you what happens at the end?
No.
It's so good. Anyway, Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper, absolutely amazing. Let's go to Gemma. Hello, Gemma.
Hi. I work in a hairdressing salon, and I actually haven't seen the movie yet, but I'm still waiting for my partner to take me.
Yeah.
Why don't you take me?
You better hurry up.
I've been told that the first scene is actually live footage of him actually performing at Coachella.
Yes. And there's also in Glastonbury as well, Glastonbury, yeah. So I don't know if you remember was it a year and a half ago or whatever, and people like Bradley Cooper was up on stage and everyone was talking about it, and because they didn't want to have all actors in it, they really wanted the ambience of a live, real concert.
Yeah, and actual people that can sing.
Yeah. No. But he can.
No, I know,
Because he taught himself, Gemma, and he taught himself to play the piano and the guitar.
All right, well,
that's insane.
I feel like that's in the trailer, so I feel like I can hear
that. Oh, yeah,
that's
sorry, I forgot. I got so invested then I was looking at you, Ryan, join in the conversation.
No, I refuse. however, in Jandakot, Karen. Now, you're going to be careful, aren't you, Karen?
I'm going to be very careful.
Karen, did you love the movie?
Oh, my God, Heidi, I loved it. And I did not know anything. I've never seen Chris Christopherson or Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
So I had no idea what it was about.
Yeah, because that's...
Karen, can I just say, is it better when you don't know anything going in?
Yes, I think it is. And I really think you need to go and see it. I really do. It's not just a chick flick. It's got a great storyline and good meaning behind it.
What is the meaning behind it?
Okay, good. Thanks for your call, Karen.
Karen, can you give away the meaning behind it without giving anything too much away?
No, I love Lady Gaga and I love what Bradley Cooper did. He wanted her raw and that's what he said. Yeah. No makeup. And you know the scene at the start where they're near the chemist? How good was that?
Oh, my gosh. And can I just say what I just read, Karen, as well? Because I did, like I said, when I went into the Google hole, I read that she, for months and months before, didn't wear makeup because she wanted to really become her character, Ali. And Ali's very natural, like Karen was saying, and doesn't wear a lot of makeup throughout.
Okay.
And so Lady Gaga did that because you know how she's quite dramatic with her makeup and stuff.
Such a positive message to society.
Be natural.
Let's go.
Mel.
Are we done here? Or
no,
do
I've got Mel from Averley. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, we're debriefing A Star Is Born without giving away spoilers.
Yep.
What do you want to say about the film? I'm so nervous.
It's probably the best one I've ever seen. The moment where he sings with her first time on stage.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Bawled my eyes out. And every time I hear the song, it's exactly the same.
Oh, my gosh, I'm with you.
So and this song is a big part of
the chemistry, song is massive.
Yeah.
Like I said, it happens quite early. But the chemistry between them is phenomenal, hey?
The way he looks at her, he is absolutely insane.
Mel, how long until they hooked up in the movie?
Hey, whoa.
It was pretty quick.
10 minutes.
Okay, right. Okay.
Yeah, 10 minutes.
Did they stay together?
Xavier, no, don't answer that, Mel.
Okay,
Xavier,
Mel.
What are you doing?
Okay,
I'm not going to see it.
She's got.
Think about everyone else who's listening. Yeah. There's probably four people.
She just wants to debrief a little bit longer, Mel. Anything else?
And then when he dies.
Oh my God! You're getting me! Get him! Never call again! Never call again!
Oh my God! I can't believe she ruined it.
catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Hilary Duff has just had her second baby. Now, she was, you know, these are the kind of podcasts I'm listening to, informed pregnancy podcasts by Dr. Berlin, you know, just doing a bit of prep and research for the future.
Is there something coming up, mate, you want to talk about?
It's pretty easy to understand, mate. You just jump in and wham, bam, thank you, man, there's your child.
Hey, we don't need to worry about that one, just what happens after. So anyway, she said something really interesting, and it's always chat, I think, that you have amongst your friends. Would you eat your placenta after you've given birth?
Never once had that discussion with any of my friends.
A couple of me and my girls have this chat. Anyway, have a listen to Hilary Duff.
So they made me a smoothie.
They made you a smoothie right away? Mm-hmm. Just a raw piece of placenta? Mm-hmm. What'd you put in your smoothie besides that?
Lots of berries, lots of fruit juice. Yeah. It was the most delightful smoothie I've ever had. I haven't had a smoothie that delightful since I was like 10 years old.
Okay, so Hilary...
She's in or out of rehab at the moment.
No,
she's out of rehab.
Back in a few weeks of filming.
I've got Mel from Pure Placenta here in Perth. Now, Mel, you're a midwife. Hello.
Hello, guys. How are you going?
Good. Now, you might have met Mel before. Her partner, Jared, he actually was the stripper at our hen's party.
Small world.
Small world. And that's how we met. That's how we came across each other. And I noticed that you do this thing online called Pure Placentas. Mm-hmm. Can you explain? Because I'm convinced now that I want to eat my placenta. Well, not obviously before I have a kid.
Well, we can't be giving out anyone's random placentas, you know. Obviously, that would be a little bit unethical, I think. But, I think there is a bit of confusion as well. But, look, basically, we only actually say that you should eat your own placenta. But having said that, obviously, for all the benefits, which you've probably read a little bit about online, I have had a lot of partners, mine included, that have, and mother-in-laws and all sorts, have actually consumed the placenta of the daughter who's given birth.
Oh.
So this poor mum's given birth and, you know, produced this amazing baby in this placenta, and everyone else is like, well, I'll have a slice of that, and, you know, off it goes.
So can we just quickly backtrack a little bit for those in the car, because I actually didn't know what the placenta was. I thought the baby was born in the placenta. It's actually what's attached to the wall of the mother, and the umbilical cord comes off, and you give birth to the placenta after the child.
Yes.
Is that correct? Pretty much summed up pretty well, yeah.
Yeah, so your placenta is actually an endocrine organ. So what it does is it produces its own hormones, and it basically sustains your pregnancy. So it's basically what grows your child.
Mm. Wow.
Big, fat and amazing. So you can imagine how full of hormones and nutrients that is.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, if you see it in the little kidney dish after birth, it's not really that
gross.
Yeah. Did you see yours after birth?
So me and my friend Luke, who was going through having a child at the same period of time, we were going to take our placentas
and
put them in like an esky or whatever. And then when our friend Fraser, who's a bit dopey, big dopey Fraser, we're going to serve it on the barbecue and like watch him eat the placentas.
No, you can't do that.
Look, I'm not into placenta lasagna myself. I don't think I can stomach it. Each to their own, obviously. But what we basically do is we actually convert the placenta from, you know, awkward-looking thing in a kidney dish after birth that you don't really want to see into these amazing pink capsules. So it's basically powder in a capsule.
And then you take the capsule, the mother.
Yes.
Well, not the husband.
Well, Jared tries to steal mine all the time, and he's like, I need gains for the gym, babe. I've got to get a little bit of time before I go in.
How much difference is there between, like, obviously all the good nutrients and stuff, but is that also stuff that we can just get in a protein shake or somewhere else? Like, how different is the placenta nutrients?
You definitely could get a lot of those vitamins and minerals in the protein shake, but specifically for the mother who, after birth, now she's just run a marathon and she's, you know, probably lost a bit of blood, and she's just pushed a not-so-small human out, you know.
Yeah.
That's probably the most exhausted she's going to be in her life and the most depleted. Yeah. Now, this placenta literally contains everything that she would need to recover.
Right.
So if you actually look into the wild, all the mammals in the wild actually consume their placentas after birth, us included back in the day. But now we sort of got into our medicalized world and we're like, oh, you know,
Why do we need that?
I don't need this. But it's also, and the biggest thing that people don't realize is it's hormone balancing.
Mm.
So now, I don't know, you guys might have experienced some PMS with your partners. And the answer to that question is no, she's always happy.
I don't even know what that means.
I was just saying, I'm the one that's going through the PMS.
Yeah. 30 years in a row for Zay.
So if you look at a woman who's got PMS, you know, she has those kind of mood swings and things before she gives birth. It's, you know, the hormones are very high. After birth, they come crashing down on day 1 to 2. So if you've ever heard about the baby blues.
Zay, you learned about the baby blues this week, didn't you?
What happened there?
With the boys and stuff.
Oh, yes. Yeah. But baby blues is literally 2 days after pregnancy, the mother crashes.
It's quite emotional.
Yeah. Yeah,
because all the hormones have just disappeared.
You know?
Her lovely birth highs just poops.
Yeah. Just gone.
So basically the theory is with the placenta, and the biggest thing that I've noticed in our women is that instead of having that big crash, if we can get them to get their placenta capsules into them before day two, we're actually not seeing that crash. We're actually balancing those hormones back out. Now, if you balance the hormones, she's feeling relaxed. She's feeling loved up from all that amazing oxytocin, same way you feel after a special cuddle with your partner. You know, it's the same hormone.
Yeah.
That's what you want in a mum.
I'd rather just try that than eat the placenta.
Wait, do you know what? This is what I find so interesting is we were talking about this. People are so grossed out about it, but then we go eat cow and, you know, like someone else, like, you know, another animal's blood and that, like, you know, if you have your steak cooked medium rare or whatever, but then you won't eat your own placenta.
But I'm more likely going to bite a hole in Ryan if I had to than bite my own arm. You're eating yourself.
Yeah, but I'd much rather eat myself than...
Oh, would you?
Why did my arm get attracted to this? I don't understand.
I'm just saying, like, if
talking about placenta, if I had suddenly Zay's having a chop.
If I had a choice of biting and eating you or me, I'm going to eat you rather than eating myself.
Okay, well, this took a turn. I wasn't meaning, like, let's start eating each other
I'm just saying.
I cannot wait to get into the production booth and use those words out of context.
No, is it expensive? That's what I want to know. Is it expensive? Like, because, you know, you hand over your placenta and then they make capsules out of it. Does it cost thousands of dollars?
No, no. So our price range for most women is usually it starts from about $349. Yeah. And that's the whole package. You know, we come in, you get an esky that you take in to hospital.
So, and then you just take your esky.
You don't have to touch it. The partner kind of cautiously carries this esky in and puts it down, and then the midwife puts the placenta in and he sort of calls me and goes, I've got a placenta for you. I've done my job.
It's
and I go,
fascinating.
Oh, mate, well done. You know, you're the best partner ever.
Yeah.
Jared actually encapsulated mine himself under direct supervision.
Wow.
So on the scheme of dads of the year, he's...
He's right up
he's
there.
He's doing well.
I mean, I'm changing nappies. I'm not eating M, but...
Oh, oh yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, Mel, thank you so much for coming and chatting to us about eating our placentas.
No, but Ed, sorry, before you go too, it is amazing. Even if you do stall the placenta, they say that if your child does unfortunately get ill, the placenta is one of the best things that the child, they can get all the...
It's all stem good cells.
Yeah, all
well.
Stem cells and stuff out there.
The good juices. Yeah,
all the good juices.
But I mean, look, even if you're not into eating your placenta, there's a lot of other wacky things people do with it. We've actually started doing the umbilical cord dream catchers as well. Have you? Oh, here
yeah,
we go.
Right. Yeah, right.
All right. Mel, like, that's enough.
He's like, that's my limit.
Mel from the Pure Placentas, thank you so much for coming in and educating
Thanks,
us all.
Mate.
You're most welcome, guys.
Thanks. Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Zave.
Yeah, mate.
Can you chuck this blindfold on, mate?
Gee whiz, it's been a full 12 hours since I've had one of these on.
Yeah.
12 hours since yesterday.
I love how just casually you fling the blindfold across the desk.
I know. He just says yes these days. It's good. So Xavier
what's
Ellis.
What's your safe word, Zave?
Yeah, what's your safe word, Zave?
Harder.
Okay. Okay, so Xavier Ellis has just put a blindfold on. I just want to... Oh, God, come on. We're live on the radio, mate. Sort your blindfold.
Well, give me a heads up and I'll take my hat off.
Okay. So what you're doing is we're going to play a game. You know I love a game on this show.
I hate games.
So we're going to play a game. You've got a blindfold on. I'm going to put items in front of you and you're going to touch them and tell me what they are. Okay? So for those playing at home... The very first item will be taken to you now. So if you just put your hand out.
Remember what happened last time you tried something like this, Ando?
What happened? Did you punch me? Just don't swear, remember, Zaves. Don't swear. You're live on the radio.
Is it an animal? Is there
no,
any animals?
It's, well, maybe, but there won't be any snakes. Anything? Promise. No snakes.
I wouldn't be here if there were snakes.
Holy moly.
What do you reckon that is?
That's a wig. Of some
okay,
description.
But it did give you a fright because
oh,
you
yeah,
jumped.
That did scare me.
What is it, Hutt?
So it is a black curly wig.
A gollywog wig.
Wouldn't have said that in the current climate.
Okay.
Oh, really? Is that offensive?
Probably.
Now, your next item, put your hand out.
I get nervous.
Put your hand out. It's all right. I'll look after you, Zaves. Well, can you tell us what you're feeling right now?
It feels like another, like a wig of some description.
Another wig?
Yeah, it's another wig.
Okay, yeah, you were correct on that one. Someone was just wearing that one. Okay.
I was just seeing whether it was a male or female wearing it.
With the wandering you're getting hand. A bit frisky there with your hand.
Ah, it's a free hit.
Okay, the third and final.
I'm blindfolded, Your Honour. I can't be blamed for anything.
The third and final blindfold. Like I said, always love to play a game on this show.
This is going to be the bad one. I understand that.
Well, no, actually, we've got a fourth. The fourth's just walked in. So the third is not too bad. Put your hand out. Yeah. And do you want to take your blindfold off, Saves?
Oh,
do you want to tell everyone? Oh. So, Alan, an amazing truck driver from Chittering. He's actually one of Perth's hairiest people. He is registered to win $2,000. So he...
That was a shock when I opened my eyes up. I thought I was having a dream.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Al.
How are we all?
Good. Now, you were one of our favourites going through. Now, the winner is announced after 8 o'clock this morning. You're hoping for it to be you because it's $2,000 on the line, isn't it?
Oh, it's all a bit of fun, isn't it?
It is. Well, can you talk through... Al's beard and what you were just touching, Dave, so Al, I was playing at home.
Yeah, I was having a feel, hoping it was a female. But anyway, Alan, how long have you been growing this beard for? I'd say that's a few years in the making.
Yeah, on and off for quite a few years.
So it probably sits about 15 to 20 centimetres off the chin, so good length about it.
Yeah,
and it blends in beautifully with the nose. The bull ring, is that what they're called? The bull ring? They still call them bull rings. Yeah. You're looking $1 million,
and,
mate.
And you, when we checked you out yesterday, Al, on the Hit 929 Facebook page where everyone can see you, you actually had this beautiful, like, real thick tee along your chest. Would you be willing to share that with us again
now?
Yeah,
why not?
Do you want to get your shirt off there, boy?
We'll give it a go.
Yes. Here he is. So Al is trying to win $2,000 with Perth Lasers.
I'm team Al.
Clinic. Here he goes. He's taking his shirt off.
What a rig. Look out.
What a rig. He's also got the nipple ring covered in tats.
Big Ned Kelly tat. I like it.
Did you hear us talking about you yesterday when we were talking about the big bearded rig?
No, I didn't. No.
Because we were chatting about you and we're like, this guy's our favourite because, what a nax. I wouldn't want to fight you, mate.
Oh, what are you saying? You look scary.
I said I wouldn't want to fight him.
Nah, gentle giant.
Yeah, you're a gentle giant. Well, Al, thank you so much for being a part of my game.
I love how the beard tucks into the shirt.
Yeah,
it's a nice length on it. Yeah.
So if you do, I was going to say if you do want to register, you can't now, but don't forget you can vote online, Hit92 on our Facebook page. And it's all thanks to Perth Laser Clinic.
Yep. A winner announced after 8 o'clock this morning, $2,000 up for grabs.
Cold
on
hard
Hit92
cash.
Nine.
Yeah,
cash.
Al. Woo!
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Yeah, shout out to Laser Clinics Australia for getting behind the search for Perth's hairiest person. So many people have applied. You can check out all the videos and photos on our Facebook page. And the photos, I mean, they're a lot, aren't they? Some of them.
I love it because there wasn't any women that applied for this because it was to win $2,000 cash, a giant trophy and a year's supply of laser hair removal, all thanks to the guys at Laser Clinic Perth. But they're blokes with their shirts off just embracing the hair because, you know what, who cares? Who cares that you've got a hairy chest?
Certainly not some of these blokes in the photos. They are having a great time.
I love it. They've got it all out. And some of them look like they're actually wearing T-shirts,
yeah.
But it's their hair on their chest. And you voted Perth, so you had to like the photo on our Facebook page, Heidi, Xavier and Ryan, but this is the moment. We crown Perth's hairiest person. I've got one hell of a trophy sitting in front of me. I don't know if you guys can see that.
Oh, it's a plaque.
Lift it up.
It's like a...
Oh, that is actually quite special.
It's like a Ken doll, would you say? Like a Barbie doll.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of hair on the chest.
Bit of a doormat going on.
And it says Perth's hairiest person. We have got... I don't want to give too much away of what this... Because we can let him to describe himself.
Yeah. So we put the call through?
Let's put the call through. Let him know that he's won a year's supply of laser.
$2,000. Hello.
Sana.
Hello.
It's Heidi and Xavier and Ryan. How's it going?
Yeah, not too bad. Yourself?
Good, mate. Did we wake you up?
No.
You're awake. You're wide awake. Now,
wide awake.
Did you apply to be Perth's hairiest person?
That's right.
And how would you describe the hairiness of your person?
Well, I've been called an orangutan in my time.
I mean, I'm looking at it. You sort of resemble one slightly. Do you maintain the privates?
Zaves wanted to ask that question.
I do what I can, mate.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Now,
sure.
You have fully embraced, haven't you? You've fully embraced. You're sitting there in some blue short shorts for those playing at
Golden
home.
Golden State Warriors.
You've got hair on your legs. You've got hair on your arm, hair on your chest, but not much on your arm. So it actually looks like you're wearing a black singlet. You've got a big beard. You have been crowned, our friend, Perth's hairiest person in Perth.
Yeah. Well done.
Yeah, buddy.
2,000 slides into the bank account, mate. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Does that make all the heckling worth it now that you can be like, stuff it, I got this sweet cash?
Yeah, I guess all these years of being called an orangutan finally paid off.
Now, you've been given a year's supply of Laser Clinic Perth, laser hair removal. Will you be handing that to someone else, or are you going to go down there and just have a bit of a clean-up?
Yeah, well, I think my mum and my sister need it more than me, honestly.
We won't ask any more questions.
Oh, mate, well, congratulations. $2,000 you're coming your way, an amazing trophy as well, and a year's supply of laser hair removal, all thanks to the guys at Laser Clinic Perth. It sounds like your friends have just heard you've been crowned Perth's hairiest person, and you're getting text messages as we speak.
Yeah.
Good on you, mate.
See you, Ledge.
Thanks,
well done. Bye. And a big shout out to our mates at Laser Clinics Australia. They specialise in laser hair removal, skin treatments and cosmetic injectables, open in over 4 locations across Perth. So thanks to those guys for getting around it. Well, let's get a photo of that trophy as well. It's one of the most remarkable things you'll see.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hitter. Download it today.
What is it in your life that you need a little bit of sympathy for? Or empathy, but you're just not getting it at home. I feel like if you lose your job or you snap your leg in half, oh, the family gets around you and your partner's like, oh, you poor thing. But sometimes it's the tiny little things that affect you a little bit more than they maybe should, and no one seems to care because it seems really small.
Ryan, what's going on in your life, mate?
There's something going on in my life and my partner Bridget is laughing at me and she thinks I'm a pussy. And I need some empathy and sympathy or whatever the
I don't know if you've come to the right place then.
There's a pimple in my nose.
Oh, God, I feel you.
Thank you.
I've got one too. It's blind.
It's blind. What do you mean it's blind?
Pimple.
So it's blind, so you can't actually see it.
Oh, right, yeah.
And they're really painful.
Well, thank you.
I woke up this morning, felt exactly the same, Ryan.
Thank you for understanding, Heidi, because that's all you need sometimes is someone to just understand what you're going through. And because it's in my nose,
yes,
I can't really pick it. I can't get to it.
Yeah,
and I can just feel it.
Yeah.
And it's just one, but it hurts.
Yeah.
And then I say to Bridget, this thing really hurts. And she's like, can't even see. It doesn't even matter. Don't even worry about it. And I'm like, I don't need you to fix it. I just want you to go, oh, you poor thing. I just want you to give me a little bit of.
Oh,
you poor thing.
So you want that or do you want just recognition that they do hurt?
Probably just recognition.
They bloody hurt.
They, like I said, I've got one here that's blind next to my lip. I was pointing like everyone in the radio world could see me.
Yeah.
And then I've got one in my nose. So I was feeling the exact same way yesterday.
Oh, well, I'm here with you, bro.
Me too, Ryan.
Remember when I had my toenail ripped off by the door?
Oh.
And yeah, that was like, oh, bit of a laugh, bit of a, you know, funny. For about 3 months, putting my shoe on and walking in a shoe with my toenail ripping off, caned. And I got laughed at. There you go. You laughed again.
No, I'm laughing
I'm still
at the situation. Battling,
but ingrown.
It's an ingrown, really painful.
Ingrown toenails. You don't get any credit for them. And I reckon they hurt more than breaking a foot.
Yeah. Well, we're here for you, Zabe.
Thanks, mate.
Let's go to Lewis real quick. Lewis, do you need some sympathy, mate?
Oh, Mrs. just had a baby. I'm off to work every day, up all night. No one cares about Dad, only Mum.
Lewis, you're doing an incredible job, mate. Everyone cares about the dads. You just got to go about it without much recognition early days. The little ones just want their mother, but you're going doing a wonderful thing.
Zaves feels you, Lewis.
We're here for you,
Thanks
Lewis.
Thanks for the support.
Good on you, mate.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on The Hitter. Download it today.
Yeah, Men and Their Mongrels is a calendar that's going to be launched for 2019. The launch party is next Tuesday night. The three of us are going to it. It is in Sydney. Xavier is in the calendar. Mr. September himself, how are you feeling in your life as a model?
Oh, I mean, it's pretty good. I get sort of Instagram stuff for free and all that sort of stuff. I work hard, go to the gym during the day, do F45s and, just post photos.
Yeah, sweet.
So you are getting your photo with your dog, Tilly, who is a rescue dog.
Yep.
And that's the whole calendar is about celebrating real men who have real dogs.
Yeah.
And Husey's kind of launched it with Husey and Kate.
It's a Husey and Kate and we've just sort of tacked on and running the show from our end.
Well, we kind of just wanted a trip to Sydney, didn't
we? Yeah,
we
got a
trip to Sydney.
When
we heard Amy Shark was going to be in there, Conrad Sewell. So the only way to get in was to pitch Xavier Ellis and his beautiful rig.
Oh, yeah.
And your dog.
Dog.
And so, it, like, we will, so on Tuesday when we're there on the rooftop, the calendar will be revealed. So we'll be able to see your photo as well as everyone else's, including Hughesy's, around the country.
I think Kate might be in it. I'm not entirely sure. Maybe she's not. Maybe she just did a photo shoot. Maybe she just did a photo shoot.
She probably just did a photo shoot for the sake of it. Yeah.
All right, if you want to go, hit.com.au, three big acts. First one we announced was
Amy Shark.
And then a few days ago, we followed it up with
Conrad Sewell.
And Xavier, the third and final announcement,
Guy Sebastian. He's
He's royalty here in Australia.
He is royalty. We spoke. Oh, Ando, who's had the more hits? Amy Shark, who's obviously running hot at the moment, or Guy Sebastian, who's been around for a decade?
Well, I would say Guy Sebastian is kind of like the older big brother right now. And Amy's the younger sister coming through and shining. I mean, she's got she's up for 9 ARIA Awards this year.
Unbelievable.
He's amazing though as well.
To paint the picture of the party too on Tuesday night, we're actually on a rooftop. So it's not going to be massive. It's going to be quite unique, quite a little niche party. It's going to be great.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
The Hit 92.9 Studios has become a little bit of a madhouse because, Hydes, can you count how many dogs in the studio at the moment?
I think there's 4.
Is that right? We got 4 dogs in here? 4.
This is the best day of my life.
It is. Yeah. Now, we have Karen here from the dog refuge home, Shenton Park. Now, the reason why we invited you and your dogs, Karen, was because Zaves is actually in a calendar with Tilly, who he got as a rescue dog. And we've got the huge calendar launch with Hughesy and Kate. So they're our drive show. Yeah. And the calendar launch is in Sydney this Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So we thought, whilst they're celebrating rescue dogs, we should be celebrating our rescue dogs here in Perth.
Absolutely, yeah.
How many rescue dogs at a time are there up at Shenton Park?
Anywhere between 120 and 150.
Gee whiz, it's like summer. Now, we're lucky enough today to have Sunny and Mishka in, who are brother and sister.
They're not brother and sister. But
I mean, in terms of
definitely
family.
They're a bonded pair and they don't want to be separated.
They don't want to be separated. And I've got two dogs already, so I can't take 2 more. But we'd love someone to jump on our Instagram page, Heidi, Xavier and Ryan, and check out the photos of these two. They are absolutely beautiful dogs.
Well, can you describe Sunny and Mishka for us?
Yes. So Mishka is a Rottie. She's 7 years of age. Yeah.
Big girl.
Yes, she is rather large. She's on a diet at the moment.
She looks great.
Yeah, she's big.
Yeah. Just needs to lose the odd kilo or two.
We all?
And then Sunny is a 5-year-old Kelpie cross. So he's in slightly better condition. And they've been together their whole lives. They were surrendered about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they've always lived outside. They've not had the best life so far. So fortunately, we got them out on foster. They've been living in a home for the last 2 or 3 days and absolutely loving the luxury of it.
Yeah.
But we're desperate to get them a home together.
And they're good with other dogs?
Yeah, they are. They're really good with other dogs.
That is a concern with people that do, because I'm lucky enough that walking the park with 2 Labradors, that they just wander along and play along. But sometimes we had our family member adopt a dog with 3 legs and a little bit aggressive, that sort of stuff, which makes it difficult to go down to dear old Winnie, lovely dog, but she sometimes. So it is one of those things. These two dogs are friendly, beautiful with other dogs.
Yes, and they have actually been around kids before as well. So they tick every single box.
Can you paint the reality of what happened? Because I know so many people, you get inundated with dogs and you need to home them or foster them out. What is the reality? Because I know we don't all want to know, but I think that might give people the urge to not buy a brand spanking new little puppy, but to go down and actually check out and adopt a dog.
Absolutely. So we've got a pro-life policy. So the dogs that come in with us are safe.
Yeah.
But obviously we've only got so many kennels. So if those dogs don't get adopted, there's other dogs out there in pounds and wanting to be surrendered that we can't take in because we don't have the space.
And then that's when the bad thing happens.
Unfortunately, there's thousands of dogs in Australia every year that sadly get euthanized through no fault of their own, other than they were overbred in the first place, owned by someone who is irresponsible, done nothing wrong, and they end up, unfortunately, a statistic. So we're really keen, if anyone who's in the market for a dog can consider giving a dog a second chance, that would go a long way to reducing those euthanasia rates.
When people come down to Shenton Park and they do hand in dogs, like in this instance, is it a relief that they've done that, or is it a bit disappointing that it's got to the stage that they have to do that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, when I first started there, I must admit, I would look down on people who surrender dogs because I'd rather chop my arm off than surrender a dog.
Yes.
Yeah. But a lot of the time when you see the conditions or how they've been living, it's actually the best thing for the dog. If they realise that they can't give the dog the life it deserves, I can tell you right now, these two have probably had the best week of their life so far.
They're living like the high life of a five star.
Yeah. Is it fair to say that the Rottweilers, I don't know if they get a bad name, but I always thought Rottweilers were like up and about and had like lots of energy.
You get scared, don't you, of a big dog? I get scared of big dogs.
I'm looking at Mishka here. She's just sitting under the desk here in the studio, so chilled out, happy to have a pat and just lounges around. Just wants a friend to lay next to, pretty much, right?
Yep, it's all about how they're brought up. So certain breeds do get a bad name and it's so unfair. It's all about how the dog's brought up in the first place.
Well, I guess that's like children, isn't it? Like there's bad children and that grow up and go to jail. And sometimes it can be because of the way that you're brought up.
Yeah, yeah. But dogs are so forgiving as well. Like I look at dogs that haven't had the best life and they come in and I think, God, if I was a dog, I'd be horrible to humans after being treated their way. But they're just so forgiving and they're just desperate for love and a second chance.
So interested in adopting these dogs in particular, or any dogs, how do you get in contact with you guys?
So come on down. We're at number 30 Lemnos Street in Shenton Park. So just down the road here.
Yeah.
You can go onto our Facebook site. We post a lot of our dogs on there. You do have to fill a questionnaire in. And I have to say, not making any excuses, we are quite strict. So we want to make
sure they've
been given up once and they've been dumped once. So we want to make sure the next time they get is their forever home.
Yep.
So we will go through the questionnaire. We're really keen to try and match the dogs to your lifestyle.
Yeah.
So for example, these two are quite sedate. They deserve to go to a nice retired home. If it's a young family wanting a dog to go for a run with, then obviously these are dogs for them.
Yep.
So we're just really keen to sort of match up the ideal
this
dog
is not
with
the dog
ideal
because
owner.
Mishka has sat down and she ain't moving.
Right.
She's chilled out.
She wants a very large couch.
Each sleeping
dog. And Sunny's and that's about it. Smashing the water there. But so dogshome.org.au, you can jump online there as well. If you want to chat about homing one of these dogs, Sunny or Mishka, or one of them now, give us a call, 131060. We would love to help find home. Obviously, we can't make promises.
I want to home
but
them.
Maybe you've adopted a dog yourself and you want to chat to us about it up next.
Yep.
But Karen, you do amazing work. And these dogs are absolutely gorgeous. So like Zave said, go on to Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on our Instagram and stuff and check them out now.
Thank you. And not just these two. We have got two pups with us as well.
Oh,
now, obviously, they get adopted really easily because everyone wants a puppy.
Yes.
But again, if you're in the market and that is what you're after, we get pups all the time. So there's really no excuse not to give a dog a second chance.
Good luck getting that dog back from producer Kelly. That is.
We had 12 surrendered yesterday in really poor condition.
Really?
They won't be up for adoption for another sort of 2
12
weeks.
12 in one day.
Yeah. And then we picked up 7 from a local pound. So it is just
come on, Perth. Let's rehome these guys.
Absolutely.
Dogshome.org.au.
Want more Heidi, Xavier and Ryan? Download the Hit app. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit929.com.au.
RAC are for safer roads. Maps, music or messenger don't matter more than driving safely. Look up.